Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Why a computer could be the next top fashion designer.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. A growing field in the tech industry, one that's being slowly adopted by all of the big tech giants, is called computational creativity, which basically designs items with the help of computers. We're going to get to the bottom of this tech as well as where it's going. Here to help us do that is digital science editor for the Wall Street Journal, Daniela Hernandez. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So this field of computational creativity, it's actually been around for a while, but how has this new age of machine learning allowed it to grow?
Well, you have tools that are widely available. So people who are interested in AI can download some of these tools and try to make art with software on their own. And there's a whole community of that happening. They're really active on Twitter and they share their creations. Recently, maybe around May, I want to say, there was actually a whole workshop and an exhibit here in New York, where people came and gave workshops and taught each other how to build art with software. And the revolution really has happened because there's been advancements in the software. Mm-hmm. So the algorithms are just more powerful and better. And there's just more computing power. And so things can run faster, they can run better, making progress more.
Machine learning has been making so much progress lately. And I think one company that might illustrate this design tech is, you noted in your piece, it's a San Francisco e-commerce company called Stitch Fix. Now, it's starting to sell items designed with the help of computers. How have they used this AI tech? Like, what have they been up to in terms of rolling this kind of new technology out there?
Right. So they say that machine learning in AI is really core to what they do. So they use it in order to figure out what kinds of consumers, like what styles, such that when they send you a box of items, like you're likely to want to buy them. So they use it in that sense. And they've taken some of that data and feedback that they've had from their customers in terms of the fit that they would like or the patterns that they're interested in. And they're now using software to try to come up with new designs, essentially. What they say is like filling in the gaps in terms of what's available out in the marketplace and where Stitch Fix can come in and give consumers something that isn't yet available. And so they use software in order to basically look at all the different kinds of combinations that are possible. And then they use the algorithms to try to winnow that down to the ones that might be most appealing. Sometimes the machines come up with combinations that, even though like the components are popular, the actual combinations are kind of jarring and not so great. So then that's when the humans come in and, you know, edit out what the algorithms come up with.
In terms of the big tech giants, you know, your Google, your Apple, you know, the biggies in the field, have they devoted some sort of active research related to this computational creativity? Can we expect more to hear more from them in regards to it?
I think it varies. For example, like Stitch Fix or Adobe, like they're creative companies, right? Like they're in the business of either making products that are artsy, mm-hmm. like in Stitch Fix, or in creating tools that help artists do their job more efficiently. So in that sense, like, yeah, they're investing a lot.
Okay.
At other companies, they come at it a little bit more tangentially. And so the creative process involves, you know, making inferences that's like based on information that sometimes is unrelated to each other. And it's about dealing with uncertainty. And again, like machines aren't that great at doing that yet. Mm-hmm. And so delving into creativity is a way to help with that, which could help in the long run develop machines that are more powerful and are able to operate in a world that is full of unpredictability.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Daniela Hernandez about the budding field of computational creativity. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for joining us. So there's so much going on in this field, but realistically, we're probably a long way off from having actual software that can create designs without human input, right? So will it be this hybrid mechanism for a while until the tech kind of catches up?
Yeah, that's what I kept hearing from all the people that I talked to. The thing with art, whether it's, you know, a piece of clothing or a song or a special effect, its success really hinges on the emotional reaction that it can get from the end user, the end consumer. And right now, like, machines don't really know, like, their emotional, their EQ, if you will, isn't that great.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a while.
It's an interesting new tech that I hadn't really heard of, so it was really interesting to get a little bit more insight into that. Daniela, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Daniela Hernandez. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.